This is edition 2428 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge Talking Newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid-Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday the 18th of December. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Denise and Janet, and our sound engineer is James. A couple of notices for you. Apart from the fact that the weather is absolutely appalling today, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. There will be no edition of the Journal next Thursday. It's the 25th of December, and for some reason I can't get a team together to make the recording. But it gets worse. The following Thursday is New Year's Day, and again I can't get a team together. But we're back on the 8th of January for the first edition of 2026. In the meantime, the first 2026 meeting of the Newton Abbott Care for the Blind Club will be on Tuesday, the 6th of January, at 2 p.m. at the Bay Tree Cafe in Market Square. If you want any more information, you need to contact Val, who has a new telephone number. And that telephone number is as follows. It is 07510-528-734. I'll read that again, 07510-528-734. This week's edition is slightly different from usual. There's a bit less news, with four news tracks instead of six. And in place of the usual feature item, we have four tracks with seasonal readings, which we hope you will enjoy. The contents listing is on track two, as usual. The headline stories this week from the Advertiser: youth football club hit by £20,000 theft. In the Teignmouth Post, the biggest splash yet for the 40th RNLI dip. And in the Gazette, pupils help spread some Christmas joy. As I say, the contents listing is on track two, as usual.